Good morning.
I'm exhausted.
Been a long week, huh?
It's Tuesday.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, people. Welcome to the show.
Oh, this show's the best.
Really?
Who voted?
Why would someone do a Tuesday radio show?
It'll be fun.
I've had enough fun for one day.
Okay, let's begin.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's showtime. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? Yeah, it's Tuesday. The last Tuesday of 2020. Hey, log on to today's poll question. Love to hear from you because I am just nosy as hell. What are you planning to do New Year's Eve? You going to stay up? Are you going to watch the non-fireworks that we're having? Well, except for Churchill County. Thank goodness for Churchill County. If you want to see some celebration of getting rid of 2020, Churchill County's got it going on. Everybody else? Not really. So what do you think's going to happen? Yeah, there's probably going to be some illegal fireworks out there. Probably going to be some numbskulls out firing their weapons into the air, which is the stupidest thing anybody could ever do. Because what goes up must come down. But what are you going to do? Are you just going to go to bed? Are you going to stay up and watch the fake celebrities and watch those festivals? You know, that's what just gets me. All of the, you know, stay home, be safe, and yet celebrities seem to be immune. Making money for the entertainment industry seems to be immune. Even though if you look at bars and restaurants from the, I guess the tracing did do something that was positive. Because I'm totally against tracing and tracking, but it did do something positive. Because what little tracing they have showed that only 3% of COVID positive people got it from bars and restaurants. So I guess that, you know, I guess that was something good. Even though they don't use that information because, well, we got to get federal dollars somehow for the state. You know, all that money that the governor and his cronies are going to disperse doesn't seem to always go to the people who really need it. Let's get our people taken care of first, and then we'll dole it out. Dieter, still a mess. Boy, everything just goes back to this COVID BS, doesn't it? Today's poll question is, well, not only brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, but it's just pretty blasé because, well, I couldn't find anything of substance going on. I'm going through the news sites and, you know, God, what are people talking about? What's going on? What's the, you know, buzz around? Yeah. Let's see. Honoring some of the northern Nevadans we lost to COVID. Let's see. Nevadans report lowest number of virus cases since November. COVID vaccines still available for medical workers in Washoe County. Well, I thought we had such a lack of how many vaccines we actually got. What is that saying? That there are medical workers out there that are smart enough not to get the vaccine? Well, in my opinion. Let's see. more as we go. Reno sparks Walgreens offering free COVID-19 testing. Why COVID-19 travel restrictions may be less effective in the U.S. Still going. Despite the shutdown, Nevada saw more deaths on the roads. Those will probably be listed as COVID-19, related, I'm sure. Reno Nursing Home reacts to getting the COVID-19 vaccine soon. It just goes on and on and on. So I want to bring you something that we can all get behind. Something positive that should bring everybody who supports law enforcement joy. And that is, we have a deputy coming home today after being shot 3 times. Thank goodness he was wearing his vest. 2 of the shots impacted that vest. One of those shots, though, right into the neck. Barely missing his carotid artery. And after a week in the hospital, it's time for Deputy Lenz to come home. So that is good news. That is great news. So let's celebrate that. Deputy Lenz celebrates life. He plays the most amazing music with his cello that brings people joy. So I am challenging everybody in the Reno Philharmonic, everybody who supports the Reno Philharmonic, everybody who supports law enforcement, and everybody else, to be at Glen Eagles in Carson City, right there on North Carson Street, 3700 North Carson Street. Oh, and everybody in Douglas by 12 o'clock. By the time this show is over, whatever you're doing, drop what you're doing, because this is more important. Get to Glen Eagles with your signs, with your back the thin blue line flags, with the American flags, whatever, by 12 o'clock today. Because between 12 and 12:30, there is going to be just a beautiful, beautiful sight. And that is going to be Deputy Lenz being escorted home in a motorcade. And he needs to see the love. And we need to bring the love. And somebody needs to bring an extra little bit of love for me, because I'm still going to be on the air. So please, let's do this for somebody in our community who has given back so much to Northern Nevada in general, not just the protection that he brings in law enforcement, but the love of music that he also brings to the community. The love of music his entire family brings to the community. I mean, they're a huge part of the Reno Philharmonic. Because I still see that as music as being one of the last great things that hasn't been tainted by all of the garbage between politics, religion, sports, celebrities, the election. Music is still something that brings us all together and helps us escape, takes us away to those beautiful places, those beautiful memories. You hear a song. I tell you, I hear Working for the Weekend and I go right back to high school. Just right back there in the car. Everybody's working for the weekend. I go right back to the cruise around downtown Reading. That's what music does for us. So please, come out and say thank you, not only to Deputy Lenz, but also say thank you to all of the members of law enforcement who lay their lives on the line every day and who have had a very, very bad year when it comes to support for law enforcement. So please, come out, and Dan, yes to your question, come out, be there before 12 o'clock, 3700 North Carson Street in Carson City, Glen Eagles. Be there before 12 o'clock and witness that beautiful motorcade. And just take some joy in our community. Because Northern Nevada has been through so much. Again, that's why I want to know, what are you going to do? What are you planning on doing this New Year's Eve? So Monday's poll question: should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all Nevada education outlets? 95% of those participating in the poll said yes, absolutely. The dangers that the left are bringing into the education system, it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. So as I end this little segment, little tease for when we come back, CDC once again is quietly, shh, don't tell anybody. The CDC is quietly changing one of their guidelines again. And we'll have it for you right after this. Aren't I just such a stinker? So hang on. We'll be back right after this quick break on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You born in 1988, now you're 32 and burnt out, still 33 years until retirement and just can't see yourself doing this any longer? Well, I have some words of encouragement for you from your dearly departed grandfather, who reminds you this time isn't to be sitting around puffing on the bong, or buying cocktails for all your buddies, or spending money on tribal tattoos around your bicep. Speaking of money, you are saving some, aren't you? You're 32 now, and in 32 more years, you'll be about to retire. Where will you live? In a spare room or the basement of your son's house? You won't be able to afford a retirement village. Don't picture yourself near any golf course. Oh, now you're motivated. Good for you. Get out there today and make some money. Maybe take on a second job instead of playing video games and fantasy football leagues. Grandpa will be proud of you. You burnout.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, the last Tuesday of 2020, and we are ready to be done with it. But I'm hoping for the best for 2021. I really am. I'm hoping that we get past all the BS, past all the lies and the manipulation. I had to retweet a video last night that was a woman standing up for herself in the middle of a pharmacy. I don't know. It looked like it could have been a Target or a, you know, Walgreens type thing where they've got the pharmacy and a bunch of other stuff. She didn't have a mask on. And other customers were verbally attacking her, threatening to call the police. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. And she gave this great talk about how she was done. She was done with it all. She wasn't sick. She wasn't gonna wear a mask and make herself sick. Way back when, CDC came out with 85% of those who have tested positive or who have COVID faithfully wore a mask. Should have took it that it was BS back then, but no. So this is from 2 days ago. The CDC quietly updating their guidelines to say that masks don't work. Even if you've come into close contact with someone from 15 minutes or more, according to the CDC website now. And guess who is completely ignoring this fact? Guess who? The media. Now, according to the CDC, anyone who has symptoms or tests positive is a risk to others, even if masks are worn. According to the CDC update. Now, pay attention, because I'm sure that someone's going to try and twist this for you. Exposure to person with COVID-19 who has symptoms in a period from 2 days before symptoms onset until they meet criteria for discontinuing home isolation can be laboratory confirmed or a clinically compatible illness. Person who has tested positive for COVID-19, laboratory confirmed, but has not had any symptoms in the 2 days before the date of specimen collection until they meet criteria for discontinuing home isolation. Note that this is irrespective of whether the person with COVID-19 or the contact was wearing a mask or whether the contact was wearing respiratory personal protective equipment, or otherwise known as PPE. At this point, it's just all submission. And stealing Hal Turner's quote here, because he nailed it, as we are all slaves. Slaves who do as they're told and do not question the massa, yes, sir, massa, are the ones wearing masks. Free men are not wearing them. So which one are you? Because this isn't about your health. It is about control. It's about seeing who's talking about not wearing masks. It's about seeing who's wearing the masks, who's not. Who's participating in the charade, whichever you pronounce it. Find out the facts for yourself. Again, this is from the CDC guidelines. It is from their website. It is their update as of, 3 days ago, December 26th. I was still working on the 28th. And the media is not going to tell you about it. Because they and those Republicans and Democrats who want what's going on right now, they're not going to tell you either. It's not until you start fighting back. It's not until you get a hold of Joey Gilbert. It's not until you learn your constitutional rights that any of this is going to change. All right. You know, I want to go back to a simpler time. I just want to go back and just remember when we were all having fun, you know? I wish I could go back to a simpler time. What do you think, Dan? Should we go back?
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. What are you planning to do on New Year's Eve? Yesterday's poll question, should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all Nevada education outlets? 95% of those participating in the poll said yes, absolutely. So thank you so much for your participation. And speaking of participation, you've got 45 minutes now to get to Glen Eagles, 3700 North Carson Street in Carson City. I don't care where you're coming from. Come on, Douglas County, Reno, Washoe County. And no disrespect whatsoever. Sorry, I kept calling him deputy. Sergeant Lenz. Sergeant Lenz is coming home today after being shot 3 times. If he didn't have that vest on, he would have been taken out immediately, right to the chest. Thank goodness those vests. Thank God for those vests. Protecting our men and women and our canines in law enforcement. The other shot just missed his carotid artery. Had that hit, we wouldn't have him. So thank God he is coming home today. There's going to be a huge motorcade coming from Reno. So please, the masses are going to be showing up at Glen Eagles there, the nice field for right there as they come on down. Come right off the freeway onto North Carson Street. Bring your flags, your signs, your banners, whatever you want. They're thinking they're going to be passing through between 12 and 12:30, so you want to get there early. Get your spot. Because it's like, it's people like Sergeant Lenz who take such a joy in their community that they are willing to lay their lives on the line. And I haven't had the stomach to watch it yet. But Douglas County did put out the video cam, the footage of it. So I hate to see any of our law enforcement go down, even if they're okay now. So that's up to you if you want to watch it or not. Please watch where you get your information. Whether it's from me, whether it's from the mainstream media, whether it's from your friends online, don't react to the first thing that you hear from anybody. You have got to look up things for yourself. You've got to do some research. And I'm glad I didn't mention it because I saw it and even I thought to myself, well, that seems hokey. That doesn't seem right. But there was a story going out on social media that Bill Barr, Attorney General Bill Barr, was involved with the Dominion voting machines. And at this point, nothing surprises me. But I thought, I'm not going to mention anything on that. And I'm glad I didn't because one of my favorite listeners just sent me this. And Bill Barr is a part of Dominion, but not Dominion voting machines or the software. He's a part of Dominion Energy Services, Inc. And this is all information that you can find out for yourself once again if you take the time. If you take the time. That's how you find out the BS on the masks. Take the time to look things up. All right, I have an incredible email to go through with you in just a moment. Someone who is dealing with the medical industry right now. You know that those people who are so overwhelmed at the hospitals that, you know, nationwide, that the nurses are putting out videos once again on TikTok. Getting sick of it. But first, let's go to the talk and text line because Craig is hanging on and he wants to talk about masks. So, Craig, thank you for calling the show. And what are your thoughts on the masks?
Well, Monica, what I've experienced with the masks is obviously, as we all know, we don't wear them for a virus. What I'm finding when I go into places not wearing a mask and they ask me to wear a mask, it's because they don't want to get fined. So I'm seeing where, you try to tell them this isn't about a virus anymore. It's about you being fined. So I have to wear a mask so you don't get fined, and I won't do it.
Yeah, because they don't have to accept the fine. That's it, Craig. People aren't strong enough or doing enough research to, I mean, how easy is it just to contact Joey Gilbert Law? He has all of the paperwork all together. You can get it. You can put it on your your windows at your business. You can know exactly what to do. If OSHA comes in, you start videotaping. You are not confrontational. You get their names. You get, you know, their supervisors' names. If they bring in law enforcement, same thing. They have no legal right to do this. They have no legal right to fine you. But people won't take the time, Craig, to get the information that they need.
You try to tell them all that information, and it's like they don't want to hear it. They just want you to put your mask on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the easy way out. That's the go along to get along. That's the policy that our politicians live by. That's the policy that our business owners are going by now. And until people get just so fed up they can't take it anymore, That's what they're going to do. So you need to do business someplace else because, you know, somebody has to take a stand at some point.
Well, that's the same with Costco. I call the mask a key. You put it on to get in the door, and then when you take it off, you hope you make it through your shopping experience without having to put it back on. But it's a crapshoot because there's always one employee that makes you put a mask on.
Yeah, because the infiltration of communists is in every single business out there.
So. Exactly.
Craig, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that. And, you know, stand up. Stand up for your rights. If you don't, all going to be taken away.
Exactly. Thank you, Monica.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig. All right. Let me get to this email. Chris, thank you so much. I am so, so sorry that you are going through all of this. So, hello, Monica. I wanted to give you an update. Almost all my COVID symptoms had disappeared by day 10. You might remember that I read a rundown last week that Chris had sent in of, you know, what he went through day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. And it was incredible. And it was actually nice to let people know that, you know, this is what you can expect. Almost all of my COVID symptoms had disappeared by day 10. The biggest challenge was running out of breath if I took over 10 steps. My wife has a friend in Gardnerville, and her 63-year-old husband has COVID. His doctor gave him amoxicillin, and it tremendously helped his breathing. Got to bring that inflammation down. Got to get that bacteria out of there. I wanted this option, so I went online to my chart, online doctor, to request an antibody or steroid that could help me breathe better. My chart called me and said I needed to get a chest x-ray first at urgent care. I called urgent care and they said, go to the ER. I told them again that I need a chest x-ray so the doctor can prescribe meds. They finally agreed. I went in and they placed me in a room and took my blood pressure, oxygen levels, and kept telling me to wear my mask. I kept telling her that I cannot wear the mask because I cannot breathe, and that's why I am here. She insisted. Then she said my blood pressure is high and my oxygen levels are down. I told her because I cannot breathe because of the damn mask. I was getting blurry eyes from gasping for breath, and she finally left. Then another nurse came in and took 4 vials of blood for a full blood panel. Then a doctor came in and ordered a chest x-ray. Then a nurse came in, took me to get my x-ray. Then another nurse came in and wanted me to walk around the building with her to see my oxygen levels. After 2 hours of this, the doctor comes back in and tells me that everything looks good and that they are waiting for a dimmer blood test to check for clotting. They will have that result at 3 p.m. and to go home. I went home and he called at 3 and told me that the test is positive and to go to the ER to get a CT scan to verify no clotting in the lungs. I went back to the ER at 4 p.m. They finally took me into a room at 9 p.m. Test at 10:15. 3-minute test back, by the way. Back to the room. Results 11:45 p.m. All good. Still no meds. I spoke with the ER doctor and told him this process was for meds. He said, there are no meds they can give. I asked about the dimmer test. He said, all people with COVID test positive for D-dimmer. So I really didn't need a CT scan. Doctor said that now I am sure that I do not have blood clots in the lungs. And he said he presumed I did not, because if I did, I would not be able to breathe lying down. 10.5 hours at hospitals for nothing. Monica, this entire process has been a medical runaround. I find out that they cannot give remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, or anything else unless it is done in the first few days. By the way, none of the doctors will treat COVID in the first few days. There are no remedies except for over-the-counter meds while you are infected with COVID. After COVID, there are no meds to help recover. Only tests to tell you how much damage has happened. What a waste of time. I'm sure everyone that touched me made some good money because I have very good health insurance. Chris. That's what it's about. Hospitals getting their money. And that is bull. That people can't be treated with hydroxychloroquine who have COVID. It's been done all across this country. It's been done all around the world and successfully. It depends on the protocols of the agency where you are going. Chris, find a private doctor. If you need the name of one, I'll give it to you to prescribe hydroxychloroquine for you, because they are out there. There are doctors who are still willing to save your life. This is just. All right. We'll be back with more right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day. It's the last Tuesday before we hit 2021. Is it going to be any different? I don't know. Maybe Jerry knows.
Next year?
Yeah. Is it going to be any different, Jerry?
No, it's going to be exactly the same. We start the month of January with impeachment. This is impeachment of Trump. I don't mean to at all infer that Joe Biden might be impeached for any reason whatsoever. So we'll start January 2021 with impeachment of President Trump. And then we'll have COVID-21. Let's see what else.
Yeah, they're already talking about the mutant strains out of the UK. So that's already started.
We'll start by giving up all of the hydroxychloroquine we've already given 60 million doses we're sending to other countries as we speak, 2 million doses to Brazil recently, and we will not allow doctors to prescribe it for anybody with symptoms or with COVID, or the Rona, as I call it, because you can't prescribe it unless you're in the hospital. So we need to get more people in the hospital and then make their family sit in a parking lot or not be able to visit them so they can die in the hospital. On and on. It's just genius.
Yeah.
What the federal government and all of you people, I'm not lecturing you, I'm just saying all of you people that thought that getting the government involved in healthcare in some way, shape, or form was a good idea, well, congratulations. Look what we have now. Yeah, just imagine that. You can't prescribe hydroxychloroquine until you go to the hospital because they were afraid that there would be a run on the drug. What do we got? 60 seconds? Don't want to go on too long because...
We'll drop that.
So anyway, so I can finish my point, which is you can't prescribe it till you're in the hospital. So let's make sure that our hospitals are full to capacity or worse, and then prescribe it. But while we're trying to prescribe that, send 60, 80 million doses to other countries. It's kind of like, Monica, it's kind of like this, kind of like borrowing money from yourself to give to other countries. Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, listen, in case we run out of time, I want to come back after the top of the hour break and Fox News and everything, because I want to just propose something or just ask a question which would maybe get people to start thinking and not getting so angry at people that think that Joe Biden is a foregone conclusion.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
I don't see a clock in front of me, but...
You're done. All right. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Remember, you still got a few minutes to get to Glen Eagles and celebrate Sergeant John Lynn's coming home.